三度，那摄氏十八度啊，这是我们二十八度，零下二十八度。那我就想到，这个温度是轰大，那轰大怎么形成了？我等一下讲来讲。
So I think the record shows that today's temperature is 3 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about -28 Celsius. And what's the result of this? It's a result of wind, the wind element. And we're going to talk today about how this comes about.
我们这一次，上一次一直在讲五浊，那五浊当，这一个劫浊、见浊，见浊就提到四大啊，地水火风啊。那我们现在天气是属于火大啊，冷啊热都属于火大，火大少就冷，那火大多，就热。
So we have been, for the past two sessions, we've been talking about the five defilements of the world. And we talked about the defilement of trends of present age, and then also the defilement of mistaken views, which is related to the four elements. And of the four elements, whether the temperature is hot or cold, that's relating to the fire element.
不管是哪一大，地大、风大，然后地水火风啊，这几个大，基本上都是从我们的真心啊，就是见闻，既有见闻觉知的真心所产生的一种作用。
So whether it's related to any one of these four elements, fire, earth, water, or wind.Basically, these are all a function of the true mind that has ability to cognize and perceive.
这边可能就是先提到一下，就是这个风大、地大，还有这个火大、水大怎么形成的。那在《阿含经》里面也有讲到这个部分，他说，好像我们这一个。它是不是叫做地球？不太清楚啊。他说我们这个地球啊，我们这个地球是浮在空大，那地球里面好像是由，不知道是火大还是冷大组成的啊，然后再一层一层包起来，反正就是火大可能是最里面，然后接下来是。地大或是水大，因为还有风大。
So, in the Agama Sutra, the sutra talks about how this world came about. So, it's something like this, where this world that we live in, maybe it's referring to the earth, is suspended in space. And the core of it is the fire element.And then it's wrapped around, engulfed by other elements such as earth element, the earth and water. It goes wraps in layers.
那不管哪一大，从阿含经只是讲到说，这个地球是由什么大组成的。那楞严经是讲这个什么大啊，它是由心。由我们的真心变现出来，那怎么变现呢？基本上就是你的心不断的能所的互动而变成什么风，首先是先风大，好像是先空大的样子，再来是风大。
So in the Agama Sutra, they talked about how this world came about as a result of the four elements.Whereas in the Suragama Sutra, it talks about how the four elements come about as a result of the function of our true mind. And basically, the way it worked was the true mind giving rise to, the dualistic mind having a subject and object, and it constantly moves back and forth, and thus creating empty space and then also creating wind.
但从产生能熟以后，一个是产生五浊啊，那一个是有能熟，另外一方面就是产生四大啊，那这它的很根本就是能熟的互动。
And because of this dualistic view, it gives rise to the five defilements of the world as well as the four elements. And the basis of all these is this dualistic mind of having a subject and object of perception.
那我们知道就是我们的心啊，现行的心一直跟前念互动，没有东西的时候就会形成虚空哦，那就是叫做空大。
And when the mind is constantly interacting with the prior thought, and it keeps moving back and forth like that, it creates the element of space.
那有空大以后，然后你的心还是继续跟前念互动啊，现在已经消失了。那不断的互动以后，就产生空大。
And then because of this constant movement of the mind interacting with the prior thought, after the creation of space, then arises the movement of air, which is the wind element.
然后再来在轰大以后，然后你的心，我们心一个是互动啊，一个我们的心具有明的功能，明就是见闻觉知啊，具有明的功能。那你不断的明，不断的明，那接下来就会什么产生地大？他们在楞严经叫做金大，金木水用的金，对。
And because of this, well, the function of mind, it can first interact with other phenomena, prior thoughts, and also has a function of illuminating, and is continuously illuminating these prior thoughts, and thus creating earth, the element of earth, or in the Surugama Sutra, they talk about the element of gold, metal.
其实它有一个就是我们的心明，然后你不断的坚持，然后就产生金大，那就像我们有教各位这一个我们叫做什么夜光禅意有没有？去观想夜亮有没有？那你在观想的时候，你就发觉你起夜亮的相，可是没有多久，妄想就又跑出来了。一样就什么，忽有忽无，忽大忽小，对不对
？So this mind is illuminating phenomenon, and it's very insistent in this illuminating of phenomenon. And because of this consistent and insistent illuminating of phenomenon, thus arises the metal or the earth. I don't know whether you have attended the one-day chan retreat of the moon, contemplating the moon. And during this retreat, the practice was to conjure, to come up with the phenomenon of the moon, try to think of the moon. But your mind can become easily distracted by wandering thoughts. So the moon that's created in your mind, it wavers and it changes shape. It doesn't stay constant.
像晚上我们做梦梦到有墙壁啊，那其实那个墙壁是妄想所形成的，但是我们觉得真的，对不对？你有墙壁浮出来，你就认为你是穿不过的啊。
So at night when we dream, we may dream of walls, having walls. These walls are actually created by our wandering thoughts. But when we're dreaming, we don't think that way. We seem to believe that the walls are solid and cannot be cut across, go through.
你们会不会认为这个墙壁是妄想所变现的、形成的？
How about the walls right now? These walls, do you believe that it's a result of your wandering thoughts? It's created by the wandering thoughts?
我是听到说什么新鬼进出都还要用门进出他要经过门那老鬼的话就知道说其实你不用你是可以穿墙的所以这个老鬼会教这个新鬼就是不用那么麻烦就直接穿过去
I've heard of this saying before, a new ghost, someone who has newly become a ghost, still need to go through walls, whereas a seasoned ghost would know that there's no need to go through walls, no need to go through doors, you can go through the walls directly. So a seasoned ghost would teach the new ghost the tricks of going through walls.
所以以后你在辨识这个是新鬼还是旧鬼的话,看他是穿墙呢,还是他是从门 进出的,如果进出的话就是还不熟悉,还需要那个老鬼去教他。
So in the future, if you encounter a ghost, you can observe whether it's a new one or a seasoned one by seeing whether this ghost go through doors or go through walls directly.
然后在阿含经也有,就是他们在修神通的时候,其实他就是把身体的四大转化,所以 它就变化那个四大的那个比例,那就会变现成种种的外象。
Even in the Agama Sutra, they talks about these cases where for some practitioners, when they want to cultivate their spiritual powers, what they do is, what they are learning, practicing is to transmutate the four elements, changing the ratios of things, and so they can change one element into another.
因为四大本身就是心的功能,心就是一个是能所,一个是取向,这样子所变现出来的。
Because after all, the four elements are the functions of the mind. Due to the two basic functions of dualistic mind, subject and object, and also the function of illuminating.
刚才讲说地大是有实质的东西。 譬如说我们这一个电视机,有一个电视机的这样的一个形状,是一个很实在的,其实从像来讲,就是电视机的这样的一个像,它不断的出现,譬如说一秒钟出现一个一万次,那你就会发现一个电视机存在这个地方了。
So earlier we talked about the element of earth, which is solid, the quality of it is solid. But from the stance of the true mind, the presence of a solid object like this TV monitor has to do with if a phenomenon keeps arising and in a very high frequency and consistently arising, then it becomes the element of the earth.
科学的技术发达了,有没有看过一个东西这样,它这样一直扫描,有没有看到,就在这个空中就会出现2016,02,今天是10,是吗?是4,其实它是一根棒子,有没有看过这样的东西?你有没有看到这样的?它这样,然后在这个咕咕咕的当中,它比如在这个地方出现了个2,那就是可能在这样出现20次。 二十次它就变成一个实质的2016,这样停下来在空中,空中基本上是没有东西的,可是它知道这个暂停作用,你会觉得是一个东西出现在这边,跟那个显火轮一样,有没有显火轮?
So there's actually an object these days, I don't know what it's called, it's kind of like a metronome, but it probably emits a laser light or something. So when it's going back and forth in mid-air, then the words 2016, February 14th would appear in mid-air by these movement of this stick. And so even modern technology can reproduce the effect that we're trying to talk about, we're trying to describe. It's kind of similar to the analogy that we've been using for a while, where you draw circles with lighted incense. And by doing so, it appears that in midair, there's an actual ring of fire.
就像我们这个字也是一样的嘛，还什么，还老子还是还世人，这个就是什么，他在这个位置啊，假如这个位置 这里面没有灯光啊，出现比如说 一分钟出现出现几万次，那这边你就会觉得这边是有字的啊。
And similarly, the words, the characters that's appearing on the monitor right now, it's because of the constant flashing of pixels or whatever that's on the monitor. And if it flashes so many times in a matter of seconds, then it appears that the words will appear on the screen.
我不知道你有没有看过、听过，说在空中能够出现 3D 的人，现在有没有这样子的？谁有看过？就是在空中，就是3D 的人怎么会真人？就你就感觉有个人浮在空中啊？
So have you ever seen this?
啊？不是，就是一个人头浮出一个人，比如说 Mike Tyson 啊，他就是浮在空中，有没有？
Have you ever seen this where the image of a person in 3D form actually appears in mid air? Have you ever seen that?
Hologram. 有没有人看过？听说现在已经有了。啊？妈的！这样子啊 ，Really？
Disney World， right？
You're fun? You kidding？
I think so. Michael Jackson.
啊，这个就是现在的科技嘛啊，比如像我们，像我们有一个小女生，她在高速公路，那就跟妈妈说，妈，那个人怎么闯什么闯？闯这个什么？不是红灯，穿过去啊！啊，其实他是他在面前什么，出现一个影像，可是妈妈没有看到，是吗
？So appears that there's such technology these days for those images to surface. There was a story where a little girl while driving on the highway with her mom, she asked her mom, "How come there's a person just running across the traffic?" So apparently there is this image that appears in front of her eyes, which was not seen by her mom.
是啊，就是你的心一直动动动，然后比如说每秒钟，就是生灭个几万次或是几亿次，然后就真的要无中生有。
So all these phenomena or these elements appear because the mind is constantly moving, and if it moves for so many times, millions of times or billions of times in a second, then it seems to manifest itself in the air.
好，那刚才讲说，没有形象，那你不断的取像，就是你不断的起同的像，到时候就没有就变成有，以后就变成我们叫做金大哈。那你的心一直跟前面一直互动的叫轰大，轰大跟金大两个在相互互动，他们叫做相磨摩擦啊，那就产生火大。
So when the mind keeps illuminating and come in contact with a phenomenon consistently at a very high frequency, then that's the arising of the element of earth.And while when the mind is interacting with prior thought, going back and forth, that creates the element of air. When the element of air and the element of earth come in contact with each other and create frictions, gives rise to the element of fire.
So, 我们这次去大陆，原来是哪个？有一个什么行者，新和尚那个什么行者，他用三昧真火把自己燃烧，还记得吗？有个碑，我特别对这个很有，在云南那个地方，有没有？那个叫什么行者，巨型行者， 那他就用三昧真火，那把自己啊，把自己就是，就是火化。但是远远看，你觉得他那个人的形状还在啊。那吸引老和尚就叫他说，请他说在什么再撑一天哦，因为他要找那些什么新闻媒体来报道啊，他就让他再撑一天以后，等他媒体都弄完了以后，就叮一声，全部什么。其实他已经变成什么？变成灰了。可他用他的心力呢，把它弄成那样子。
So there's an actual record of a disciple of Master Xi Yun, and this is Master Ju Xing, Perfect Conduct. He, when he passed away, he actually aroused the fire, this true fire, and cremated himself while still retaining the shape of him sitting in meditation. And this is really rare. And so Master Xi Yun actually talked to this, you know, this ash body, saying, try to maintain this form for one more day. I'm going to get some reporters here and take some photos as a record. And so so this shape, this of ash, was maintained as this person was still sitting in meditation for a whole day. And then at the end of it, after all the photographs were taken, records were made, then with one ring of the bell, all the ashes has fallen and disintegrated.
所以像那一个穆金莲跟舍利佛，听到那个佛要涅槃了，他们就是什么冲上去，然后利用火光三昧啊，三昧真火在虚空把自己什么，就是等于是用三昧真火把自己的身体烧掉啊，那就入涅槃啊。
So two of the Buddha's greatest disciples, Shariputra and what's the translation for Mu Jian Lian? So the other one, that's the one that's
Mongkala. Mongkala.
That's the other great disciple, which is known for spiritual power. Once they found out that Buddha is about to enter Nirvana, they actually fly up to the mid of the sky and burn their bodies with fire and to follow the Buddha.
那这些就主要就是说，我们的心，我们在楞严经有讲到什么性空，真火性火什么真空，就是你的火大跟我们的心性，基本上它是什么？我们叫做不一不二的，它只是无相的心可以产生火大的相。所以他两个是可以的，就是他用他的心，然后变化出他要的各种火大水大啊。
So the nature of the true mind is empty and similar to the nature of fire, the element of fire as well as the other elements. The mind is not bound to any characteristics or any phenomena. That's why it's able to create all sorts of phenomena according to causes and conditions. If there's a need to give rise to the fire, then the mind can give rise to fire.
那如果说我们就是说空大跟金大的样子，两个相磨变成火大，那火大以后它就能够变化这个金大的那个形状。
And so when the element of wind and the element of earth or metal comes together, creates frictions, they give rise to fire. And there's fire, then in turn, it will be able to transform the shapes of metal.
所以你看我们在木头很硬，你把它用火把它烧一烧变成灰，它就形状就改变了嘛。那铁很硬，对不对？那你把它加热，它就软了，就能够什么变成各种形状啊。
So think about it, the wood is very hard, but if you burn it, then it becomes ashes and soften up. Similarly, metal is also really hard, but if you apply fire to the metal, then you can change it to any shape that you want.
那像我们以前的那个，我们叫什么钻木取火，有没有？其实它有没有这样一直摩擦嘛？
This is similar to in the olden days where people would create all the friction by using a stick on the wood, and that's how they make fire. That's how fire is created through friction.
好，这个那我这样说四大啊，学道都不太清楚，四大怎么看都看不太懂啊，因为在楞严经解释的不是很清楚。
So that's the basis of the four elements. As for the element of fire, element of water, I tried to read it, and no matter how many times I read it, it's still a little bit confusing to me. It's not very clearly explained in the sutra.
但是在我们不管哪里就是有情面对这个事，这个火大跟水大，基本上是我们绝对必要的，有没有？水大嘛，我们没水就什么，就死了啊。那没有火大也什么，也死了。另外我们还有一个风大啊，这三个没有，这三个没有你就随便一大拿掉就什么，就拜拜啊。
So for sentient beings, the element of water, the element of air, and the element of fire are really crucial. If you take out one of them, then right away we have to say bye.
那那楞严经在讲这个四大地水火风大，对不对啊？这几个本来是没有知觉的，就变成有知觉啊。也就是说我们是我们的心可以看，结果变成我们要用眼睛看，然后眼睛可以看呢、啊、我们会觉得我们眼睛可以看，你会觉得你用心看还是用眼睛看？
So these four elements initially it doesn't have any awareness, it's the mind that can seeBut over a period of time, we feel like we need to rely on the eye to see. So if I ask you, do you use your eye to see or use your mind to see? Most of the time, people will say, I use my eye to see.
那你的皮肤，皮肤是皮肤有感觉还是心有感觉？
Similarly, your skin. Is it the skin that can feel sensations or your mind that can feel sensations?
有人摸到你的皮肤还是摸到你的心？
So someone else is touching you. Are they touching your skin or are they touching your mind?
如果你在睡觉，然后我就摸你的身体，你有感觉吗？
If you're sleeping and then come to touch your skin, are you going to have any sensation? Will you know?
其实身体是没有知觉作用，它是一个物质，或者它是已经消失的前念。
The body actually does not have awareness. It's an object, or rather, we can say it's a prior thought that has already perished.
那这个在这个就是四大啊，也不是四大，就是这个五浊啊，基本上，其实都是，根本都是能所的哈、啊。那真心，空无一物的真心，然后变现成有虚空有世界，那这个就先心成结浊。
So the five defilements, the basis of it is all based on subject and object, this dualistic mind. And when the true mind that intrinsically does not exhibit any characteristics, it starts to have subject and object, then it gives rise to the defilement of trends of present age.
就是这个虚空跟什么？虚空跟地大啊。星空跟不是地大，就是虚空跟这个世界啊，形成了以后，那这个我们就可以感受到空间跟时间。那本来是你的，本来我们的真心是没有什么， 没有时间的啊、哦，开悟人是没有时间的啊、哦。那我们现在，我们现在不只是有时间，也有空间。空间拿掉，我不知道有没有时间。
So when the empty space and the world arises, then it gives rise to the notion of space and time. For someone who's enlightened, for them, there's really no sense of talking about time. And similarly, if you take out the notion of space, I don't know, does this notion of time still exist?
哦，那你就记，就是节轴，就是你的心跟世界虚空切割为二，那就是节轴。
So when the mind is divided into space and the world, then that is what it means for the defilement of present age.
然后接下来就是你的心跟四大切割为二，就会变成见浊。
And when the mind is divided into two with the four elements, and that's the defilement of erroneous views.
那烦恼浊是你的心跟六尘切割为二，那就变成烦恼浊。
As for the defilement of vexations, that's a result of the mind being separated from the six sensory objects.
那烦恼浊，我们的六尘叫做色、声、香、味、触啊。我们有没有跟六尘切割为二？我们的心跟六尘有没有切割为二？
So, what are the six sensory objects? These are sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. Is our mind separate from these six sensory objects?
可能我们还没有听懂啊，你不是你就是不喜没有喜欢不喜欢的话，有没有切割为二？
Are they divided, the mind and the six sensory objects? Are they divided into two?
就是你没有喜欢也没有讨厌的时候，有没有你的心跟六尘是切割为二的？
Even when the feelings are neutral, we're not talking about liking or disliking. Even before that, is the mind and the six sensory object divided?
有啊，比如说你感觉到你的什么，感知到一个色相，是不是色相跟能感知的心是两样东西？
So yes, because when you become aware of a object, a phenomenon, the mind and the phenomenon is divided into two. It's not one.
喜欢跟讨厌其实是一定要有一个主体，能喜欢的心跟所讨厌的，有时候我们叫做外境啊。那外境再把它切割为，可能就是六尘啊。
So when every time you talk about there's something that you like or dislike, there must be first a subject, the person that's doing the liking and disliking, and then the object that you're projecting, your liking and disliking. And of this object, which we also call as external phenomenon, is further divided into six categories as the six sensory objects.
我们有人说他不喜欢自己，请问他那个自己代表什么？
So some people say, I don't like myself. What does that mean? What is this myself? What does it represent?
是吗？比如说他很不喜欢自己是什么？不喜欢自己的长相是不是？或者可能不喜欢自己的这种，譬如说坏习惯，有没有？
So some people may say, I don't like the way I look, or I don't like those bad habits that I have. That's what people mean when they say, I don't like myself.
坏习惯跟六尘有没有关系？
Are bad habits related to the six sensory objects?
你的习惯就是，譬如说好， 你帅哥看两眼，帅哥算不算是什么层？色层。
So let's say one bad habit. You will turn and look at, take a second glance at someone who's cute. That's a bad habit. And what is when you say someone is cute, what is it? What is it composed of? It's a form.
好，那你帅哥你不看，请问你跟帅哥是一样还是两样？
And if you choose not to look at that cute guy, then what is it? You and the cute guy is a one or two?
其实这里面的一个关键点是，你认为帅哥在你心外已经是什么？已经是错误了。
So there's a critical point here. As soon as you feel that this cute guy is separate from you, it's outside of your mind. That is already a erroneous understanding.
还有，你认为有外面有个帅哥也是错误的。
You feel that there's a cute dude out there, then that's also erroneous.
我记得我们男生有其实看到那一个什么木头做的模特儿都会心动。男生啊，
there are some guys when they see a mannequin, they actually feel gravitate toward the mannequin as well sometimes.
女生会不会？
Do girls are girls like that? Are women like that?
其实电视里面的那个影像都是模特儿啊。
So all those images on the monitor, TV monitor, when you watch movies or whatnot, those are all equivalent to mannequin.
如果用活化的名称，哎，这一个荧幕上的这个女生的影像是男生的影像，是色层，那他们发出来的声音是声层。
So if we put it in the Buddhist term, then all the images that rise on the monitor, that's a sensory phenomenon of the sight, the form. And also the sounds that they make is related to sound.
好，那我们现在再来啊，就针对这一个啊，就很具体的啊，就荧幕是色层、声层，那这个里面我们邂逅的人可能要看你的邂逅了多久啊，就是啊看了以后啊，我心动啊，就随便说看了美女穿的少少的心动啊，那我们不然你们看帅哥都一样啊，这里面就有好几个，就是说哎呀，我是持戒的，什么不能看啊，这表示有在修行了、啊，对不对？
So it really depending on how long you've been steeped in Buddha Dharma, there are many layers to look at this. So like as we said, all the images and sound on the TV monitor, it's the sight form and the form of sound. So when you look at it and you feel your mind had moved, you're gravitated toward it, first level you can say, oh, I shouldn't be doing that because I need to uphold my precept. Whenever you think about precept, it shows that you actually have been practicing for a while already.
好，再来、啊、你们认为要多久你才会来说那个不是人？
But and then the second level, how long do you think it's going to for you to? How long do you think it's going to take for you to realize that those are not real people?
其实以后我自己想要就是组一个团哈、啊，组一个团队哈、啊，专门去调查哈、啊，就是邪佛的人他多久以后才知道哈、啊？他眼前的那个不是人，他是一个色相。
I don't know. I want to form a research team and investigate this question for people who have been studying Buddha Dharma. How long would it take for someone to realize that the image you see in front of you is not a real person? It's only a visual form.
你看到这个人，那你说不能什么，不能有灰灰之想，这是你可以。你可以修正的啊，另外一个就是说，你看到这一个，你以为是人，结果你发觉不能是，他不是人，这也是你可以什么，可以修正。可是两者的什么，两者有很大的不同。
So these two levels of practice, one is you see this person, realize that you are attracted to this person, and you tell yourself that I can't, I need to uphold my precepts.That's one level of practice, and you can actually do it and observe the effect of it. The second level is when you see this person and you tell yourself, it's an erroneous view to think that this is an actual person. This is also another level of practice that you can do and observe the effect of. But the fundamental principle underneath these two practices are very different.
那我自己的经验是我自己大概花了十几年以上。
For myself, I think it actually took me over 10 years to see that it's not a real person.
比如说我们来美国，哇，这边的妇女就是下面就穿的少少的低胸的，那我们就说哦，那跟人说，哎，这个不是人，这两者是不太一样的，什么？第二来讲是不太一样的，运作操作方法。
So coming here to the U.S. in the summertime, a lot of women they don't wear a lot of clothes, and the neckline is very low, and they're wearing skimpy clothes. So there are two levels. One is to see precepts, and the second level is to tell myself this is not a real person. To me, these two ways of thinking operate under really different principles.
这个哪个根会相应，哪个根定相应？还有哪个跟戒相应？
Which one corresponds with samadhi, and which one corresponds with wisdom, and which one corresponds with precepts?
对，比如说我不能看，那是戒，对不对？那我看了以后心不动，那是定。这不是人，那是慧。
So when you see that person, you say, I shouldn't look. That's precept.When you looked and your mind doesn't move, that's samadhi. And then when you looked and tell yourself, this is not a real person, that's wisdom.
就是这不是人，就是这个是色尘。这就其实我也讲，我自己这样子不断的讲，不断的讲，现在我这个已经慢慢有一点习惯了哈。这是色尘，这是我心内的，不是心外的。
So when you see a person, you actually tell yourself,This is a sensory form, sensory phenomenon, and this is in my mind. It's not outside of my mind. I've been saying this for over 10 years, and gradually this is slowly becoming a habit.
可能你讲说这个是色尘，是我心念的，可是你心中会不会就浮出各种感觉？会不会？
Once you tell yourself, this is a sensory form, and it's inside my mind, even by telling yourself this, you still give rise to all these sort of sensations and feelings and emotion, don't you?
好，问得好。
And someone in the audience says, yeah, we still do, and because we're still human beings.
这要诚实地面对自己。
It's good to have this realization because you have to face yourself with honesty.
我想如果你们懂了以后，你们再用这种观念在操作的时候也都会面临同样的问题，就是说你知道他是人，不是，他是影像，他是在我心内的，可是你记忆中把他当成人，然后产生顺着触刷 HUO 那一个产生各种感觉呀、感受的，他其实他会继续进行的。
So once you understand all these principles I'm talking about and actually practice, you may be able to form a habit and tell yourself, this is only a sensory form and it's inside my mind, it's part of my mind, it's not separate from my mind. So even with this intellectual understanding, you may still continue to give rise to all these memories and feelings following the 12 links, and that those are still happening on the automatic mode.
像如果你这些感觉浮出来的话，你怎么办
？So how do you deal with these feelings when they arise?
感觉这不相不相应了，你本来会现在变成解了，不是会就是会。
So there is a proposal saying it depends on whether it corresponds with the precept or not. If it doesn't, then we don't follow it.But then why is it, Fa Shi is saying that why is it that you have fallen from the level of wisdom to precept again? Having that understanding is on the realm of wisdom.
其实我自己摸索了，其实当你产生各种感觉出来的时候，同样是用慧，不是说我不能，结果怎么 第一念是戒，第一念是慧，第二念是戒。这是什么？这个是什么？一下慧，一下没慧。
So once you have that understanding, but still have all these emotions, the way you deal with it is still by using your wisdom. You shouldn't try to waver between wisdom and precepts. First, giving understanding that it's only an image. And then immediately the second thought is, oh, I shouldn't look. That's precept. Don't waver back and forth. Continue to use the wisdom to solve the issue.
因为这里面就是很现实的哈，你可能就是看了以后，然后你说啊，这个是这是色相，这是我心内的。可是你引发，你可能什么心跳啊？哎呀，那是术语哈。你想说，你可能就是心跳加速啊，然后血液冲到什么，不管冲到哪里去啊。那我请问你，你要不要把心跳降下来？那把血液降下来，还是不要？
So, even with the intellectual understanding, that is merely a form and it's all part inside my mind. Still, you have all these feelings where your heartbeat speeds up, and then all the blood rush to your face. Now, let me ask you, are you going to try to slow down your heartbeat and then try to make the blood return to your body?
这是不同的，还是一样哦？不同的操作方法，也就是你把心跳降到正常的72下，跟我看到心跳不是我，这两个操作方法也不一样。
Similarly, if you try to bring your heartbeat back to the normal range, 72 beats a minute, versus you telling yourself, the fastened heartbeat is not me. Again, these are two levels of thinking.
因为这个，他这个什么，你的心跳，或者脸部充血，或者什么身体哪个什么火大，就是跑到不一样的地方去了啊，还是他全部都是什么，都是六成之一，那六成不是我。他没有离开我，但是他不是我。人家他已经消失了。
So, whether your heartbeat raises or all the blood has rushed to your face, making you blush, these are all part of the six sensory objects. These six sensory objects is not outside of the mind, but it's not me. So that's the understanding that you should have.
所以这个修炼是很不一样的哈，你就是赶快把呼吸什么放松那一个啊，这个是大家可以做的啊。可是你做到了以后，其实你仍然认为身体是我。
So these are drastically different ways of thinking. One is, oh, then you try to calm down, slow down your breathing, relax. That's one level.But the other level is to know that this, even the slow down breathing or fastened breathing, it's not me.
其实跟我自己这个脚抽筋啊，那我用方法让它不抽筋，跟就是你要抽你抽，你那是你家的事，这两者的操作方法不太一样。
Just like the experience that I had dealing with leg cramps.So when I had cramps, there are two ways of dealing with it. One is to relax my body and stop the cramping. That's one way. And the other one is, you know, go ahead. Have these spasms of the muscles. And the body is not me, so it doesn't matter. Go ahead and do whatever you do.
所以这个你整个你的不管讲说十二因缘的处所爱取有还是哪一个呢，它本身基本上是不转的，一个是转的，转到我们认为就是我跟戒相应跟定相应的，一个是看到他其实我就以为他是我，或者其实你认为他还存在，然后基本上有时候我会反问，那知道的是谁？ 他做的事情是不是要让心跳恢复平静？不是。那他会不会恢复平静？可能会，一定会的，但是不是你的目标。
So once the 12 links is automatically triggered, the purpose of it is not to stop it. So you're trying to raise the understanding to yourself that it's not me, that's not the self. And sometimes I would turn around and ask myself, who is it that knows? Who is it that's aware of the speeding up of heart rate? So what is the purpose of asking this question, this investigation? Is the purpose trying to actually bring the body back to a tranquil state? No, that's not the purpose. The heart rate may slow down again, but again, that is not the focus or the purpose of my practice.
也就是说，被你感知到的，不管是你说用六层，来分析这些相，或是说你用四大来分析这些相，或是你用虚空事业来分析这些相，基本这些东西全部都是你心念的东西。
So of all the phenomena that is being aware and cognized, perceived by your mind, you can analyze it in many different ways, via the four elements, or through the six sensory objects, or through the notion of space, empty space, and the world. No matter how you dice and slice it, the bottom line is this is all part of your mind.
那这个就是必须要，不只是不断的练习，变成你的，就是等于是你看到钱就瞳孔放大，要这样子，要变成这样的一个习惯呢，反射性的习惯。
And this understanding, you have to keep, not only you have to continue to practice it, you actually have to try to make it become an automatic reaction, that whatever you encounter, that's your first reaction to ask yourself, that this, to tell yourself that this is not me.
So, 就像禅宗有一些，有个祖师，那比如说，看到女孩子，然后就闭目养神，那禅子就打过去，哦。你在干嘛？
So there's a case in the Chan school where a practitioner, whenever he sees a girl, then he'll close his eye and try to sit very still and to rein in his thoughts. And then the Chan master will then whack him on the head and saying, "What do you think you're doing?"
因为这种东西是在修戒跟定而已。
Because for the practitioner, all he's practicing is samadhi and precepts.
可是你仍然是有一个什么，有个外境是被我看到的，对不对？那我心不动。
But under that kind of that mode of operation, there's continue to be an external phenomenon that's perceived by me, and what you're trying to do is to remain unmoving when encountering external phenomenon.
另外一个就是什么？八风吹不动啊，是八风就是心，不是八风吹我不动。我们一般人我以前的认知是，哦，八风吹过来，如如不动，那是一种方法。你是认为八风在你心外的。
And also the very famous poetry says, when the eight wind blows, I remain unmoved. My earlier understanding is externally there are these eight winds, and then I will stay unmoved by the eight winds. But then gradually understood that.Ultimately, it's the A wind is the mind itself.
好，问问看，八风是哪什么东西？
What are these eight winds? Do you know?
就讲不出来，是吗？啊？鸡笑在一风而已啊！啊？啊？机会？机遇？然后呢？生机苦乐力衰还有可以回忆不错来给一个糖果
是八风是哪八风
力衰苦乐力衰生机毁意
力衰苦
乐生机生就是称赞嘛机是讥笑毁应该就是背后的啦背后的 的回榜，然后就回忆。
赞誉。
这可能也可以，也不是背后人啊，可能一个是什么，我不知道是怎么称赞、称绩效，跟绩效跟回榜不太一样了，可能不太一样，就是都是用什么，可能说有个是用语言，一个是用文字吧，哈。力衰就是有利，对你有利的，对你就是什么，你会利益就不见的那个叫做衰嘛。
So the eight winds are benefiting or bringing harm or deteriorating, bringing sufferings, pains or joy, and also praises, slanders, and giving honors.Or defaming. These are the eight winds, roughly.
就阿罗汉他们基本上是八风吹不动。那我的了解不是面对八风，然后我不动，不是。他所有的八风，所有的现象就是心。
So arhats, for arhats, basically they are not moved. They are unmoved by the eight winds.And it's not as if they are faced with the eight winds and then they stay unmoved. At the level of arhats, the eight wind is the mind.
所以说，如果你认为八风就是你的心听不懂，一定要想办法听懂，你才能够修什么？就是风，就是我的心。否则的话，你是以八风自然心外，是在你身外的这一个基础在修的。
So, even though this may be quite difficult, but you really have to try really hard to understand this eight wind is your mind, this concept. Otherwise, no matter how you practice, you will continue to operate under the mode where the eight wind is still outside of your mind, and you try to practice not to be moved by it, not realizing that the eight wind is your mind.
所以有些人说听不懂，对不起，你就是一直听到懂。
So some people say this is difficult to understand. I don't get it. Well, stay put and keep listening until one day you will understand this very crucial point.
如果你认为八风是在你心外它就相当于就是说你的目标是什么？当一个经理你就很快乐了，但是要当什么？当世界的总统世界都是你的这样子。
So if you stay at the level where the eight wind is still outside of your mind and you just try to not be disturbed by the eight winds, then it means that you will only be content to reach, say, the managerial level. But what we're really trying to do is to become the person of the world where you become the master.
你们有没有听过人家讲说八风啊？我不知道你们的注解啦，一般的注解是不是都是就是说你面对八风的时候，那你不为所动，是不是这样子的？
So this phrase is very popular, not moved by the eight winds. But I don't know, of all the interpretations that you have read, isn't that usually people interpret it as something outside and you try not to be moved by the eight wind?
你有没有听到过就是说八风就是你的心？以这个为基础，然后去修掉你认为八风自在身外心外，就是你认为八风在身外心外都是错误的，八风实是你的心，那以这个基础你把它什么透过修行把认为八风在身外心外的变成就是什么你跟八风没办法分。
So you have you ever heard of this other interpretation where the eight wind is indeed your mind? That is our focus of the goal of our practice, that we're trying to reach this understanding, and so the eight wind and the mind become one and inseparable.
我们叫什么性相融通什么三昧印有没有大忏悔文有没有八十八佛文章有没有性相融通三昧印有没有？
So once so there's a saying that once the nature and phenomenon is merged and become one, then you will attain the the samadhi.
所以这一个这个知见啊，你的等于是你努力的那个目标不一样，你的成果就会不一样。
And it depends on where you set your goal. With different kind of understanding versus different ways of practice, you will reach different levels of attainment.
你们可能是第一次听到啊，还是听过了。
Is this the first time you're hearing this, or you have heard this before?
至少我以前是啊，讲过啊，可是。可是有没有以这个为目标
？I may have said this before, and you have heard it before. But are you practicing toward that direction? Is that, are you setting the right goals?
所以如果说你懂了这一个的话，就是要你面对外境的时候，基本上是什么？不去改变外境的。
So once you understand this principle, in the future when when you encounter any obstacles in the outer phenomenon, in the goal of your practice will not try to change this outer phenomenon.
另外就是不改变外境，要不要改变内心？
Another question is, if you don't have to change the outer phenomenon, do you have to change your mind?
我们通常现在会叫人家说哈，通常会讲说这个。不应该改变外境，是改变内心嘛，对不对？可在这边的话，他改不改变内心
？So these days, the common saying is that you don't try to change the outer environment, you change how the way you think or you change your own mind. But now my question is, do you even have to change your mind?
好，那你不改变内心，那你干嘛
？So if you don't try to change your mind, then what is it that you have to do?
所以之前看到那一个禅宗六祖的讲了什么什么呜呜不修善，腾腾不造恶，有没有？有没有听过？呜一个言上面少一点啊，那个啊啊鹅是吧？就是言淡的言上面那一横不见了，是不是叫呜呜？悟啊、哦！悟我自己想说，带你就是什么，就这样子，不要修善，那也不要什么，也不要止恶。
Okay, so there is a phrase in the Sixth Platform Sutra that says, roughly, thus, there's no need to practice.To do good deeds, and there's no need to practice eliminating the evils.
也就是说，如果你要用道理来解释是什么？第一个，他不修善，也不造恶哈、啊，或是要把恶改为善呢、啊？既然不修善，所以他也不会把恶改为善。那这些。恶的现象，善的现象，它基本上你看到了以后，它还在不在
？So a way to understand this is not practicing the good and not avoiding the bad. These are all phenomena. As soon as we become aware of these phenomena, do they still exist?
它不在了。另外一个就是。恶里面有没有恶人
？So these phenomena no longer exist. And the second level of understanding is when we talk about something that's bad or evil, or someone who has committed a bad deed, is there a bad person inside that phenomenon?
就是有恶的现象，有没有恶的人？
So there may be the phenomenon of bad deed, but is there a bad person in the phenomenon?
像我是 恶的，不是法师啦。我想说，我这是善的相，或是恶的相，对不对？这些相有吗？对你们来讲是有的，对不对？那这些相，我们不自觉的会变成人了，对不对？就是相，结果你就变成人，变成坏人坏事，然后不只是坏人坏事，结果你认为是另外一个坏人，你不会认为那本身是你的，你内心当中一个坏人的一个印象跑出来了。
So today, let's say if I carry this good form, benevolent form, or a bad form, to you, you know, under your understanding and perception, there's still these different forms, different types of forms. Yet these are all these phenomenons, and yet without awareness, not knowingly, we believe that there's a person in it, and there's this bad person doing this bad deed.And furthermore, we think that that person is other than ourselves. This is other person that's doing this bad deed, another person that's outside of our mind.
我就再举一个比较具体的例子啊，我这边旁边现在请日本公司制造一个机械什么法师啊，然后他还可以怎么扎眼的哈，还可以讲话啊。啊，这个可能也会被你辨识出来，因为你仔细听，就发觉机械法师基本上讲话是怪怪的，那眼睛眨一眨就几个动作而已啊。好，那我们就是把这样的一个形状拉远，拉到你没办法辨识到是真人真事的时候，就没办法辨别真到底是真的法师还是假的法师的时候，请问这个时候摄像在不在？
So let's say today we hire a Japanese company and makes this really advanced robotic fashi. And then this robot can blink, can talk, can give Dharma talk. So up close, you can probably still tell that this is not a real fashi, it's a robot, because the range of motion is very limited and the way that this robot talks is a little bit strange.But then if you go to a very far distance, to a point where it's no longer distinguishable, at this point, are you still going to feel there is a physical form?
以后我们在带禅咒的时候，就是先真的话是讲一讲啊，那等大家开始就是闭目养神的时候，然后就换一个 robot 过来，你说哇，这个话是做得很端正。
Maybe we can try this next time when we have Chan retreat. During regular lectures, it will still be a real fashion sitting here. And then while you sit in meditation, then we switch and make a robot sit here. And then maybe you're going to think, oh, this fashion sits very well. It doesn't move at all.
所以请问你是不是看到摄像没有看到人，对不对？还是里面没有人，对不对？
So what is it that you're looking at? You're seeing this physical form and you're not seeing a real person.Or rather, we can say there's no person inside.
就是机械法师里面没有人在里面，连我这个活生生的人有没有在里面
？So a robotic 法师 there's not a person in it. But how about this live body sitting here? This live 法师 is in front of you right now. Is there a person in it?
有没有
？Yes or no？
有没有怎么会讲话
？If you say no, then why can I? How come I can talk？
那就有心啦、
啊。Someone says it's because there's a mind, so your mind is making the body talk.
好，那我那个心在哪里
？Or if you say there's a mind, then where is the mind? Where is it？
机械人有没有心
？Do robots have a mind？
啊、这边有三个哈，将来以后我们就做实验哈，一个活生生的人，一个机器人，一个是刚死的人啊，然后请大家来看说有没有看到心。
Let's do an experiment in the future then. Put three people sitting here. One is a live person. The next to him is a robot, and the person next to it is a person who is just dead, who just died. And then we can then ask this question, where's the mind? Do you see the mind? Are there minds inside these bodies, these forms?
我们有没有说什么人在金钟，然后心在什么家中，有没有？
Well, there's a saying that the human body is in the army, but the mind is at home.
你们有没有你人在这边，可是你的心是在什么？
Is that the case with you right now, that you are sitting here right now, but your mind is wandering off somewhere else?
其实应该是你的心啊，你的心取向，你取的相要取什么这样子而已。
Well, the bottom line question actually has to do with the mind, your mind that's doing this illuminating. What form has it chose to illuminate? What is it contacting? What is it illuminating right now?
那一个心能够取向的那一个心啊，它究竟在哪里？
The mind that has the ability to illuminate phenomena, where is it? Where is this mind?
这里面可以去好好参与一下子啊。
This is a question for you to investigate.
像你在睡觉的时候，请问你在睡觉，你的心在哪里？
When you're sleeping, where's your mind?
像禅师就会问啊，就是，你睡觉有梦的话，当你的心就在梦中嘛，对不对？那睡觉没有梦了，你的心在哪里？
So if you're dreaming when you're sleeping, then your mind is contacting those mental forms.But if you're not dreaming, then where's your mind? That's a question that Chan Master would ask.
我们都会很喜欢就是马上回答、啊、像有一个禅师他晚上没有梦、啊、晚上没梦都而且还知道了、啊、然后他的师父、他觉得自己很了不起，这一代开悟了，那他的师父就问说，那你没有梦的时候你的主人翁在哪里？他还禅了五年才找到主人翁。
So many of us like to answer questions really quickly, but there's actually a case where in Chan there is a practitioner who is able to sleep without dreams and still being vividly aware that he's sleeping without dreams. So this practitioner became very proud, thinking that I have reached enlightenment already. This is quite something.And so his master then asked the practitioner, in that case, where's your mind? Where's the master? And this person then thus investigated the question for 5 years.
我们在取向的这颗心，它是真心还是事？
So this mind that has the ability to illuminate phenomenon, is this the true mind or is this consciousness?
是事还是心？就是我们佛法的名称是事还是心？
According to Buddha Dharma, is this the consciousness or is this the mind?
大家搞不清楚啊。
Seems that we're all quite confused as well.
它是事，事。
It's consciousness, actually.
你只有你那个心不取向的时候，那个这个事才会变成真心啊。
Only when the mind is not selectively illuminating phenomenon, then this consciousness becomes true mind.
所以当我们讲心事的作用，往往是讲说你那个不断在取向，然后不断在取舍的心，或是分别心，不是那一颗不动的心、啊、
So usually when we talk about the mind consciousness, it's referring to consciousness that's constantly being selective, grasping onto different phenomena. That's what we're talking about. And the true mind actually, it's not moving and it's not selective.
那你在这个什么，就是像就是烦恼轴，就是你的心不断的在要么往外看，就是取色相、取声相， 起这个味道香，还要起什么？这个东西好吃叫什么？酸甜苦辣那叫色声香味味，就是这一个，他们两个都是味道啊。香臭也是味道，然后酸甜苦辣也是味，对不对？我们基本上就是一直在取向的那一颗心，那我们叫做什么？有时候我们叫做眼视、耳视、鼻视、舌视，那身体养那个你去感知的那个叫做什么？叫身视，然后你去取记忆的那个叫什么？意识。
So, going back to the term defilement of vexations.It's referring to the mind is constantly grasping onto all sorts of phenomena, the six sensory objects, grasping onto sensory sight or sound, having preference over things that taste good, so grasping onto different tastes. And when your body itch, then it's grasping onto the phenomenon of physical sensations. And then we derive this term in relation corresponding to all these different sensory objects, calling it the eye consciousness, the nose consciousness, the ear consciousness. And when your mind is actually grasping onto your mental forms, mental phenomenon, that's called your mind consciousness.
我们在起相有没有追过？
Is it a sin or is it a folly to be grasping onto these forms?
我们一般就是起啊，起穿的少少的美女有罪过，那啊穿的很端庄的就没罪过。
Usually we make this kind of distinction. When you're grasping onto a woman that's clad in bikinis, then that's bad, that's folly. But if you're grasping onto a phenomenon, form of a woman that's fully dressed, then that's not.That's fine. That's not a sin. We make this kind of distinction.
请问起相有没有罪过？有没有？
The act of illuminating these phenomena, is it sinful? Is it bad?
因为你认为没有罪过，你心安理得，所以你会一直起相，那就轮回了。
The fact that you think that it's okay to illuminate to all phenomena and it's intrinsically no good and no bad, that is actually a folly, and so you allow yourself to continue to do so.
所以灰里误看会不会轮回？
So the phrase, if it doesn't go according to conventions or to morals, then do not look. With that kind of thinking, do you still go into the cycles of life and birth?
所以儒家的什么非礼勿看，非礼什么勿听，他基本上即使都是按他做到的话，还是什么，就是非礼以外，就是合乎理的就什么，就可以看嘛，你还是取向的。
So the Confucius says, if it's not ethical, then don't look. If it's not ethical, then don't listen. And if it's not ethical, then don't talk. Don't say anything. So following that principles.You are still choosing. Well, so if it's not ethical, then you don't grasp onto those phenomena. But if it's ethical, then go ahead and grasp onto the phenomena. You're still operating with a dualistic mind.
所以你这个你去取向的时候，取向通常一定是把整体切割为什么？为你取的向就是 A 跟非 A， 会不会？你取向叫 A， 那你不取向的东西叫什么？背景叫做非 A， 对不对？
So as long as you're still grasping onto different phenomena, you have already separated the self and others. There's a subset of A, and everything in the background is not A. There's a separation of all the phenomena that we come in contact with.
你只要有起相，就有你会觉得相是在身外心外的，那你认为相是有生命的。
As long as you're still grasping onto phenomena, it means that you're operating with this erroneous view that it's outside of the mind, and then these phenomena rises and perishes.
那你在这起相，你这颗心是因为相的升起而升起，所以它是跟着相的升起而升起，跟相的生灭而生灭，这我们叫做生灭心。
So as long as your mind is grasping, attaching to these phenomena, then your mind will follow the phenomenon. The mind will arise when the phenomenon arise, will perish when the phenomenon perish. And this kind of mind or consciousness is called the mind that will arise and perish.
所以你就是没办法去掉我们叫烦恼轴、哦、
If you continue to operate that way, then there's no way that we can get rid of these defilements or vexations.
所以你要去掉烦恼轴，就是你的我们的心基本上是不取向的。
And in order to most fundamentally get rid of these defilement of vexations, then you have to practice, allow the mind to not grasp onto any particular phenomenon.
那楞严经讲说什么？来无所念，不是楞严经，好像是楞严经的样子。来无所念，然后气无什么？气不留痕迹。我看这边。
哪一个
经？
痕迹。我说哪一本经？
So there's a saying that Surugama Sutra, I think, is. Whatever that's coming, you're not grasping onto it. You don't grasp, hang onto it. And whatever that's leaving, that's perishing, then so you don't stick onto any phenomenon that's arising, and once it's when it passes, and there's no traces left. No sticking and no trace left. Can you see the Chinese characters? The rising of phenomena, there's no sticking to it. And then the perishing, the falling away of phenomena left no traces.
后面看得到吗？
可以啊，还是得大一点，大就大啊。刚才可以吗？还是要再更大一点？
可以，
可以了，
可以。
啊，你看他们，你心没有去取相，当然离开你也不会再取什么取记忆相，那永远就像一面镜子啊、哦。他来什么出什么，那你的镜子的相跟镜子是你是没办法去切割的，因为它没有什么没有特写。
So when the whatever phenomenon that comes, you don't try to grasp onto it, so naturally when it goes away, it will leave no traces of memories, phenomena of memories. It's just like, it will act like a mirror. It will reflect whatever that appears in the mirror, and you can't really make a distinction between the images in the mirror and the mirror itself.
我们心经有叫什么？远离颠倒梦想啊，梦是晚上的想。然后想是白天的梦。
So there's a phrase in the Heart Sutra that says to depart from all deluded thinking and dreaming. So when you think about it, dreaming is thinking in a nighttime thinking, and whereas thinking is daytime dreaming.
有没有发觉？
Isn't it just like that?
它里面就是有相的，有相，那你。这些相浮起来，我们不自觉的觉得它还存在。那这些相浮出来，你不自觉的认为里面有人在里面。
So it's just all these phenomena keeps rising and perishing, but when a phenomena arises, unknowingly we think that it will continue, it exists, it's a real thing. And then furthermore, we think that there is a person inside these phenomena.
所以我现在就不再讲在心中的妈妈不是妈妈了，因为她已经什么太不是过去很久了，太什么，就一点点而已啊。因为除了妈妈以外，还有爸爸什么一大堆的人，还有什么除了妈妈以外，还有色声香味触法。
好 ，so these days。I don't really say that, I don't use that analogy so much anymore. The mother in your mind is not the real mom because it's very limited in scope. Other than mom, there's also dad, and there are all these other people, your brothers and sisters, as well as all the other sensory objects. You should apply these same principles, same way of thinking to all sensory objects.
他是讲心中的妈妈，我讲了，有些人听了三年还在什么，还在想不通，就是说那我要不要孝顺我妈妈
？So after saying it, using this analogy for so long, some people are still stumbled, and by hearing this, then they start questioning. Well, then do I still have to pay respect and be filial to my mother?
所以黄德和尚讲叫我说，你要再讲个心中的妈妈就是妈妈，这样他们才不会有罪恶感。
So the president abbot taught me that instead of saying the mother in your mind is not your mom, you should say the mother in your mind is your mom. And so then the people can practice accordingly and not to be guilt ridden.
那这一个破烦恼轴其实就是你的还是我还是用从大什么大处着什么大处着眼还是着手。大处着眼，小处着所。
So to shatter this defilement of vexations, again, the way that we need to treat this problem is by looking at it from a wider scope, based on wider scope vision. And then, whereas to how do you apply it and actually practice it, there are specific methods to follow.
所以你心不取任何相，那你这个烦恼浊才能够破掉，破掉以后，然后才能够进入行印期。就是所谓行印期，就是你无量劫的曾经发生做过的事情就会一一浮出来啊。
行运。
行运啊。
So you have to first.Garner this understanding of these phenomena is not outside of your mind, and then you will be able to enter the realm of volition, and whereas all your past deed and karma will arise in front of you.
如果我们继续取相，然后你取色相，取一个特定的色相，那取一个特定的声音相，有对象被你取，那你这一个烦恼轴不会。你不会停下来，你取色相，又马上连接你的记忆中的感受相或记忆中的画面，然后又继续再往取相，那这样一直来回的，啊，这一个南传有讲到这一部分是怎么运作的，那基本上这个都是生灭的啊。
So as long as we're continuing to grasp onto these phenomena.When there's grasping, let's say you're grasping onto the physical form phenomenon, then you will continue to automatically link it to all sorts of mental phenomena, past memories or whatnot, sensations and emotions. And in a Theravada school, they actually talk about how this operates exactly.
那我们今天讲这一些最主要就是什么？透过楞严经啊，透过分析啊，让你知道相，所有的相都是你心中的东西，那所有的相里面都没有人，没有人，没有我，我们叫我相人相。
So through this discussion of Sugama Sutra, the main point I'm trying to get across is.For you to understand that all phenomena are all inside the mind, it's of the mind. is the mind, and there's no distinction, there's no others and no self. A commonly used form is term is there's no form of other people and there's no form of the self.
那如果你你认同了所有相都是都是你心中的东西，那你还有什么东西可以过意不去？
Once you have truly in agreement and accept this understanding that all phenomenon is in your mind, then why are you still stumbling over some phenomenon versus others?
还有什么东西看不顺眼？
And what's the need what, to talk about picking on something, picking on someone and not liking it?
还有什么东西值得担心？
What's there left to worry about?
其实你从这边呛你就知道那想通以后你就发觉原来担心你是把担心的相当成是身外心外的 你是以肉身为我不是以法以法身为我
So once you understand this principle you will realize that whatever that you're worrying about whatever phenomenon you're worrying about the fact that you worry about it is because you have mistakenly treated it as something that's outside of your mind instead of a part of your mind by doing so you areTaking this physical body, physical form, you think that as the self, and that's an erroneous view. Instead of having the true understanding that the physical body is not you.
所以讲开了就是其实它就两个东西，一个是觉知的性，然后在什么能觉知的心性，然后一个是什么被觉知的相。那如果是觉知的心性无相跟所觉知的相基本上是没办法切割那你就知道这个怎么叫性相平等那假设你把你所觉知的相切割为有一部分是我有一部分是别人那就什么也是性相不平等因为你会觉得有些相是在外面然后要努力赚钱
So the bottom line is this mind has the ability to perceive and to cognize. And there's all these phenomena that's the objects of perception and cognition. They are actually one and the same and inseparable. All phenomena are universally equal. And, but if we operate erroneously but into believing that they are not the same, it's dualistic,then you are dividing the phenomena into self and others. And operating that way, you will no longer feel that everything is equal, and you will feel there's a sense of inside and outside self and others, and you will continue thinking that I need to strive really hard, to work hard, to earn more money, to achieve success.
So, 有一次，我看到那个王永在都王永清的弟弟、啊、说这都是我赚的、啊、肯定他是认为钱是在他心外、啊、
I've actually read this quote from this very famous entrepreneur his brother actually saying that these money I have earned myself by saying so that obviously means that he sees these money all the money is external outside of his mind
如果钱在你外面在你心外还有钱在你的不是钱就是一切的心在你心外请问你能不能碰得到
If all these phenomena are indeed outside of your mind external to your mind then are you able to actually touch them and come in contact with them
这样以这种的观念可以一直思考就是你刚开始也没有就是说我们叫做什么实证嘛那祖师就是这么讲因为祖师这么讲所以我就不只是跟着讲就是你以祖师的知见就把它背起来嘛就像小娃娃背起来那用这种方式去看待那么你就知道哪些东西是什么一从这个知见拉下来哪些东西你是跟这个知见是错误的不是哪些知见啊全部都是错误的啦 那你就知道说哪个东西可以改了。
So, this is the correct understanding that we need to have, that everything is the mind. And even though currently we don't have experiential insight or experiential understanding, but we know it intellectually. So mull over it continuously, keep thinking about it, and have faith in it, because all the patriarchs have talked about it this way. And so even if you don't fully grasp it, you don't haven't experienced it, then at least try to memorize it and try to think about it and try to see everything through that lens.
我至少花了20年以上哦，才就哎，这个心中的所有东西都是我心中的东西。像我们什么，若你一了知三世一切哦，应该法界心一切唯心照，对不对？你去读了，可是也没有去想说都是你心中的东西。至少我自己，我想应该花了20年以上啊，才我愿意接受这一个，而且以这个。然后建立我的一些自见基础。
Take myself as an example. It took me at least over 20 years to start having some grasp. And because oftentimes we recite all these phrases that everything is created in the mind, everything is inside the mind, all the dharmas are inside the mind, all these phrases. But it's hard to really understand it or to accept it full-heartedly. And it took me at least 20 years.To start understanding it, accepting it, and start to create my own system of seeing things based on this correct understanding.
所以你如果你认为你没办法认同啊，那很正常，因为你还没有20年啊。
If no matter how long you've been listening to this, you still feel it's not, I don't quite understand it, I can't accept it, it doesn't make sense.Well, that's because you haven't spent 20 years on it.
如果你这个东西你可以教理或什么东西可以懂了，那以这个作为你的努力的目标，我就觉得你是吃不完兜着走的。
But if you're able to understand this principle and actually set that as the goal of your practice, this is the direction you're going.Then you still have a lot. There's a lot for you to practice, and there's still a lot to do, a lot of work to do.
哎，吃不完兜着走，是不是一生受用不尽？是不是这个意思？除了吃以外，还可以再拿回家嘛？这样是啊，是这样子的。
So the saying, there's a Chinese saying that Pashi is playing a pun on is there's so much to eat that it's more than you can eat, so you take it home with you. In Chinese, the meaning is negative, but the way that we're trying to use it right now, by having this understanding, it's actually very positive that you can derive the benefit from this teaching for the years and lives to come.
好，你们说讨论好了，阿弥陀佛。
We can discuss more in the afterwards. Thank you.